Hey guys, so the date is Friday, March 16th. Just wanted to talk really quickly. I've been using Serato DJ Pro in and out, been reorganizing some of my tunes in Serato DJ Pro. And I really wanted to talk about quickly what I think is the best new feature that's been added in this major update. That happened, maybe 2 weeks ago now or so? But the preview player that's included within the software now, where you can actually preview two decks playing, is really groundbreaking for Serato. I mean, this has been a feature that's been a part of every other DJ performance software now for, oh my gosh, at least, you know, the last few years. But I'm really happy that Serato decided to adopt this. I think that they were a little bit too forward-thinking with their previous iteration, where you can only play back one track at a time. And this was really to make sure that you were purchasing official certified Serato hardware. This way that, you know, if once you plug into the hardware, old school Serato DJ, that's when more than one deck would show up and you can actually start mixing and cutting records together. But now that they added the preview function, it really lets you, you know, whether you're in your studio or in an airplane or in the car to, you know, the club or whatever, and you really want to, you know, test out how tracks are going to sound together, or, you know, edit and manipulate cue points and loops, or, you know, do your Serato flip features before you get to the nightclub. I think that this is a really, really forward-thinking feature for the Serato DJ Pro program, you know, because it's very simple. I mean, it was really difficult to work with Serato in the beginning, especially, you know, years ago when I didn't have any Serato hardware, and before I upgraded to the Club Kit, which allows users to plug into a lot of Pioneer range players. Pioneer range range mixers, and use Serato DJ Pro. But, you know, if you didn't have a Serato mixer or anything Serato certified, you were kind of stuck. You know, either buying a controller or the more expensive hardware, because it was impossible to lay down a DJ set without the hardware, you know, because you couldn't just use the software alone. And this has really saved me, especially when I was using some other major platforms like Traktor or even, you know, Ableton. I mean, you could play as many, you know, decks as you want without having any hardware connected. And in my opinion, that was the weakest point of using Serato. But I'm so happy that, you know, they got on board in Serato DJ Pro now. You can have two decks, two playback preview decks, you know, to preview tracks and to set up cue points without any hardware. So, yeah, that I think is the biggest added feature of the all-new Serato DJ Pro upgrade in the last couple weeks, guys. So while we're on the topic of Serato DJ Pro, I really wanted to bring up something that I've noticed is a very underutilized feature that Serato has put out in the last few years that really never caught on around some DJ booths, and I'm not really sure why, but if you haven't heard of it, it's called HID mode. And what HID mode basically does fundamentally is it removes all the necessary components for a timecode signal to properly run Serato DJ Pro. So traditionally, you would have to, you know, especially in the earlier days of Serato Scratch Live, you would, if you were using CD players, you'd have to use a timecode CD. Then that signal would be funneled into an external sound card, which would then be funneled into the Scratch mixer. But really, I feel like this, you know, the timecode signals are only needed for now is using turntables, because you need to use a DVS system with a timecode vinyl. But most modern standalone players, like the Pioneer CDJ range, the Pioneer XDJ range, even the Denon SC5000 Prime series, they all have integrated HID mode. And basically what that does is it allows you to plug in directly from the USB port on the players into a USB hub that connects to your computer, and thus eliminating any need for a timecode signal. And the scratching works the same, and there's some even, you know, amazing added features. I think some of the better added features are the fact that you can scroll through your library and select tunes and use the looping more, you know, fluid, and it's just a really overall better experience. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, you should go to youtube.com and search in Serato HID mode. And there's some awesome videos up there that really show you what the basic fundamental features are and how to get it, you know, situated. And the real reason I wanted to bring this up is because I feel like right now, Especially when you go into DJ booths that primarily use Serato and DJs that primarily use Serato, setup is the time codes are still a major component of a lot of these setups. And I would like to see, moving forward in 2018, for more DJs who use Serato to be familiar with the HID mode, because it really eliminates a lot of the problems that exist when DJs want to cross over. Because, you know, if one DJ is using, HID and the other is using time code, you have to flip off the sound cards and actually reroute some of the cables and everything, which this is totally a necessary step. And I feel like, any strong night with DJs is really going to, start off with, solid transitioning from DJ to DJ. So I would absolutely check it out if you haven't yet. That's it's HID mode offered by Serato. And it's a really, really good feature, guys. And you should absolutely check it out. So happy Friday from Jekyll Jive, and peace out, guys. I'll see you soon. So guys, to end up here, yo, once again, happy Friday. It's St. Patrick's Day this weekend, tomorrow and Saturday. So if you're going out, stay hydrated, have a lot of fun, look out for one another. Enjoy yourselves, yo, dance hard. And as always, peace. I'll see you guys tomorrow, yo.
Click it up,
and that's
it. Start talking, whatever you fucking want to say.